Congress returns from recess, here's what's on its to-do list. Lawmakers will return to Capitol Hill this week with a long to-do list as the Department of Homeland Security remains in a partial shutdown. Ending that shutdown, which as of April 13 reached its 58th day, will be a top priority for lawmakers, even as they remain divided along party lines on how to move forward with the funding. Lawmakers will also work on reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a controversial surveillance law that includes the collection of American citizens' personal data that is set to expire on April 20. They'll also consider a budget request from the White House raising the Pentagon's budget to $1.5 trillion, by far the largest military budget ever requested. Here's what to know. DHS funding. Congress's number one priority will be to find a way forward as DHS remains shut down, although at present, a compromise still seems distant as the two chambers remain at odds on how to move forward. Democrats have demanded significant reforms to immigration and customs enforcement and parts of Customs and Border Protection, both subsidiaries of DHS, in exchange for supporting new funding for the department. They have tied these demands to the fatal shootings of Alex Preti and Nicole Renee Good in Minneapolis by immigration enforcement agents. Republicans have rejected parts of these demands, particularly a proposed prohibition on agents wearing masks while in the field, citing the need to protect officers from being doxxed by activists. Some House Republicans have also pushed for the passage of the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility Act, a voting bill, as a condition of any reforms to ICE and CBP. However, Senate Democrats have consistently opposed the bill, which doesn't seem to have a clear path forward in Congress. Before leaving for the spring recess, the Senate passed a bill that would have fully funded DHS with the exception of ICE and CBP, whose immigration enforcement operations have already been funded through September 2029 by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected this deal as a joke. Instead, the House passed a 60-day stopgap that would have fully funded DHS. That bill has been rejected by Senate Democrats for its lack of reforms. Ahead of Congress's recess, President Donald Trump signed an executive order granting full pay to agents of the Transportation Security Administration, whose increasing employee absences had led to record-breaking security lines at airports across the country. FISA Section 702. Another top priority for lawmakers will be passing a reauthorization of Section 702 of FISA, a surveillance law that's due to expire on April 20. On March 25, Trump, a former critic of Section 702, requested that Congress pass a clean reauthorization of the law. "I have called for a clean 18-month extension," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. Section 702 targets intelligence from foreign nationals thought to be outside the United States. Yet it also enables intelligence agencies to gather incidental information from Americans who are in contact with targeted non-U.S. persons, all without a warrant. Although intelligence officials must obtain a warrant to access Americans' data directly, Section 702 has long caused bipartisan discomfort on Capitol Hill and beyond. Previously, Congress had approved a two-year extension of the program with 56 major reforms designed primarily to prevent misuse of Americans' data by agents with access to Section 702 data. It was signed into law by President Joe Biden in April 2024. Trump acknowledged his previous opposition to, and run-ins with, Section 702. Nevertheless, Trump said, when used properly, FISA is an effective tool to keep Americans safe. Trump's $1.5 billion Pentagon budget request. Another top issue for lawmakers this week will be Trump's request for a $1.5 trillion military budget, the largest increase in military spending since World War II. In the April 3 budget proposal, the White House formally requested the historic Pentagon budget increase, although the amount had been floated by Trump for weeks. The proposal suggests that this amount could be passed through a two-track process. The bulk of the funding, $1.1 trillion, would be passed through the normal appropriations process. This amount could likely pass easily, as it's aligned with the gradual increases seen over recent years. The second track in the White House proposal would be a $350 billion reconciliation package, allowing Republicans to bypass a filibuster from Senate Democrats entirely. It would fund this in part, the proposal states, through a $73 billion reduction in non-defense spending. White House Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vought is scheduled to testify before the House Budget Committee on April 15 and to testify before its Senate counterpart on April 16. Iran war. Although the U.S. and Iran are currently in a ceasefire, signs of its fragility are already becoming clear, meaning that the issue will be a key focus for lawmakers this week. On April 10, peace talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad fell apart after Iran refused U.S. demands to dismantle its nuclear program. The United States demanded as well that Iran turn over its supply of enriched uranium. After the peace talks failed, Trump stated that, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on April 13, the United States would set up a blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, as U.S. ships have already begun sweeping the area for Iranian mines. Meanwhile, Democrats, with the support of some Republicans, have vowed to take action under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which curbs a president's power to wage war without explicit congressional approval. Before the break, a bid by House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to take action under the War Powers Resolution by unanimous consent was blocked by Republicans. However, Jeffries has vowed to force another vote on the issue this week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has also stated that Senate Democrats will attempt to force a vote on the matter this week. Congress must reassert its authority over war-making powers, Schumer said at a news conference on April 8. Senator Rand Paul and Representative Thomas Massie have consistently backed action under the War Powers Resolution related to the Iran conflict, citing Congress's constitutional role in declaring wars. Meanwhile, a contingent of Republican lawmakers in both chambers, including Senator John Curtis, have stated that they will throw their support behind such a measure if hostilities continue after the statutory 60-day window laid out in the War Powers Resolution. Correction: a previous version of this article misstated the name of Customs and Border Protection. The Epoch Times regrets the error.